They will be holding an informational hearing on the tribal state compact between the state of California and the Picayune Rancheria. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedure, the established policy allows for informational hearings on the details of the compact to be followed by a vote on the Senate floor. No vote will be taken here today. The vehicle for ratification for these compacts will be my own bill, SB 302. It is my understanding that all the compacts mirror many of the recent compacts that have come before this committee. This includes environmental protection language, labor provisions that allow workers to unionize, provisions that allow for off-reservation mitigation, and language that establishes a process if a dispute were to arise. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 1-877-336-4437. And that access code is 826-8428. For detailed instructions on how to use the teleconference system, please refer to the Senate and or committee website. We will begin with Nathan Vogeli, interim tribal negotiations advisor for Governor Newsom. I understand he is on Zoom. Mr. Vogeli, please feel free to begin.
Thank you, Chair Dodd, and good morning, Chair and committee members. My name is Nathan Vogeli, and I'm the interim tribal negotiations advisor for the governor, filling in for Anna Namark. To begin, I'd like to thank the committee for the opportunity to go over this compact with the Picayune Rancheria Band of Chukchansi Indians. I'd also like to thank Tribal Chairperson Gonzalez, whose time and effort was key in finalizing this compact. Picayune Rancheria's compact incorporates many of the provisions traditionally included in prior compacts. It was negotiated by the governor, subject to ratification by the legislature in accordance with Prop 1A in the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. Recently, I discussed with the committee two other compacts. Rather than repeat background information, I'll focus on the provisions that are unique or specific to Picayune Rancheria for this hearing. Currently, the Picayune Rancheria operates nearly 2,000 slot machines at its Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino located in Madera County. Under this new compact, the tribe can operate up to 3,500 gaming devices. The tribe committed to paying its pro rata share of costs to the Special Distribution Fund, which reimburses the state for its regulatory and other direct costs of gaming. When it operates over 3,000 gaming devices, the tribe will contribute an additional $500,000 annually to the SDF. This helps support the potential elimination or reduction of SDF pro rata payments for limited gaming tribes. The Picayune Rancheria's revenue sharing trust fund payments reflect the ongoing commitment in its MOU with Madera County to funding local law enforcement and fire services. The tribe will make RSTF payments ranging from 2% of net win when operating at least 350 gaming devices, up to 5.5% of net win over 3,000 slot machines. These RSTF payments support the annual disbursement of $1.1 million to non-gaming and limited gaming tribes. Excess RSTF funds are also available to tribes through grants from the Tribal Nations Grant Fund. Consistent with recent compacts, the Picayune Rancheria's compact has a 25-year term. It allows the tribe to negotiate an amendment if its net win decreases by at least 15% due to the opening or expansion of another tribal gaming facility within 60 miles. As in other recent compacts, the Picayune Rancheria's compact includes licensing and other terms to help ensure fair play and honesty in gaming operations, such as employee licensing standards. The tribe's compact specifies health, safety, and labor standards as well. Minors under age 18 are not allowed to game, and the tribe agreed to comply with minimum age requirements consistent with state law for tobacco and alcohol sales. The Picayune Rancheria Compact incorporates tribal law requirements for patron disputes, torts, and employment discrimination claims. Incorporating rather than directing tribal requirements is respectful of the government-to-government nature of the tribal-state relationship. The Picayune Rancheria also agreed to ensure minimum wage rates at least as stringent as California's and to maintain its Tribal Labor Relations Ordinance, or TLRO, which is appended to the compact. The TLRO applies when the tribe employs 250 or more non-tribal members in its gaming-related facilities. The TLRO functions as the mechanism for a bilateral contract between the tribe and a labor organization. If a labor organization accepts the TLRO, then the tribe commits to binding dispute resolution, including for collective bargaining. In addition to this and other now standard TLRO provisions, the Picayune Rancheria's TLRO includes terms that benefit the tribe and labor organizations. The TLRO prevents a labor organization from attempting to organize under the TLRO for 1 year if it attempts to organize under the National Labor Relations Act. If the tribe or the labor organization commits an unfair labor practice during the organizing period, the tribe may be required to automatically recognize the union, while the labor organization's election could be delayed. The TLRO also includes language clarifying that the tribal labor panel is not specific to one tribe, and that a party is not required to exhaust tribal court remedies to compel or enforce an arbitration award. Finally, it specifies that a party challenging an arbitration award or the duty to arbitrate is liable for the other party's attorney's fees. Consistent with prior compacts, the Picayune Rancheria committed to a robust environmental review of potential off-reservation impacts. If off-reservation impacts cannot be avoided or fully mitigated, the tribe must complete a tribal environmental impact report and develop an intergovernmental agreement with the local jurisdiction. If the tribe will not be operating more than 349 games, it can use an alternative meet and confer process with the local jurisdiction to mitigate impacts to public services. Specific to Picayune Rancheria, the compact includes additional language analogous to that applicable to a lead agency under the California Environmental Quality Act, specifying the appropriate level of deference in review for a tribal decision. As for prior ratified compacts, compact includes a process for resolving disputes between the tribe and the state. In the case of Picayune Rancheria, before seeking termination of a compact, the party alleging a breach must give the other party 60 days to cure after a final court order finding breach. However, the process is designed to encourage good faith negotiations to resolve any disputes consistent with the government-to-government nature of the tribal-state relationship. I'd like to end by again thanking the committee for the opportunity to go over the specific provisions of this compact and the tribe in particular for its efforts to reach agreement. I'll be happy to answer any questions the committee may have.
Thanks, Mr. Vogeli. The compact includes additional payments to the SDF if the tribe operates more than 3,000 gaming devices. What is the thinking there, and is this unique to just this compact?
It's not unique to just this compact. Certain other tribes, large gaming tribes, tend to have some provisions that may allow for additional payments to the SDF above the pro rata. The reasoning behind that is because, consistent with IGRA and recent legislation passed by the legislature, we're including these provisions to help allow for limited gaming tribes to have their SDF obligations relieved so that the costs of those SDF payments to the extent possible can be shared amongst some of the larger gaming tribes to help better distribute the revenue and the benefits of tribal gaming.
Thank you. I really appreciate the last couple times we've been able to work together, Ms. Vogeli. If I might say, Ms. Namark is fortunate that she has you when she's out. You've done a great job. Appreciate that. Right now, we're going to move to Claudia Gonzalez, the tribal chair for the Picayune Rancheria. I believe she is also on Zoom. Chairwoman, please proceed. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Chair and committee members, my name is Claudia Gonzalez, and I am the chairwoman of the Picayune Rancheria of Chukchansi Indians. Thank you, Chairman Dodd and Senator Borges, for agreeing to author SB 302. Also, thank you for allowing me the time to provide some brief remarks today. This compact that is before the committee today represents a tremendous amount of work, both by the state and our tribal council. We want to thank Governor Newsom and his tribal negotiator, Anna and Nathan, for devoting time during the difficulties that the COVID-19 pandemic presented to gain consensus on a number of issues. We've worked towards what has become a mutually beneficial agreement. Gaming has been the key to the economic development of the Picayune Rancheria for several decades. We are proud of our Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, which has become in operation since 2003, and it is located in Coarse Gold, Madera County. Our goal entering into this compact is to provide certainty for the future of our tribe. That is important as we continue to strive to provide employment opportunities in the community and maintain continuous safe operations of economic enterprises that have become crucial to our members. The economic opportunity provided to our tribe and surrounding community has become even more vital as we face the challenges induced by the COVID-19 pandemic. During the pandemic, we have implemented and enhanced health standards for the safety of our patrons and employees. We employ over 1,100 individuals across our resort and casino operations and are one of the largest employers in the region. Our resort and casino has done more than just provide economic engine for our tribal members and surrounding community. We have also served a safe haven during the natural disasters. During the Creek Fire, we were able to house numerous families seeking shelter and work closely with federal and state officials to ensure they had access to basic necessities. This new compact will allow us to continue to provide essential health, education, economic programs, and other services to our tribal community. At the same time, the compact provides benefits to the state, protections to our employees, and customers of the larger Madera County community. Over the years, Picayune has enjoyed a strong relationship with our local leaders, and we have had a memorandum of understanding with the County of Madera since 2001. In the MOU, the county and the tribe have a longstanding agreement on issues related to law enforcement services, fire protection services, traffic and road maintenance, and water and sewer support, as well as jobs and social services. The tribe has also agreed to increase the level of financial support to provide the county for law enforcement, fire protection services. Finally, we want to publicly state that we honor and support our TLRO and that we've enjoyed a positive working relationship with labor for almost two decades. In 2004, Picayune and Unite Here executed a collective bargaining agreement, and it has remained in place ever since. Once again, I appreciate being able to brief you on our compact and respectfully request the legislator ratify Picayune's compact with the state. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Chairwoman. Really appreciate all the hard work on your tribe's behalf that you've done and keep the good negotiations that have gone forward here. Now we're going to hear from Mario Yedidia from the West. He's the Western Regional Political Director for Unite Here. I believe he is also on Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Chairman Dodd and members. Good morning to Chairwoman Gonzalez and Mr. Vogley of the Governor's Office. Thank you for this opportunity to address you. My name is Mario Yedidia. I am the Western Regional Political Director with Unite Here International Union. We're the hospitality workers union in North America. Our 300,000 members are overwhelmingly people of color, immigrants, and women. In California, we're proud that 7,000 of us work at 9 tribal casinos across the state, where collective bargaining agreements ensure dignity, respect, and fair wages and benefits. This morning, we are enthusiastically proud to support the new compact between the state of California and the Picayune Rancheria of Chukchansi Indians of California. The Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, owned by the PRCI, maintains a collective bargaining agreement with Unite Here, Local 19, as Ms. Gonzalez spoke to. That collective bargaining agreement guarantees fair wages, steady raises, and affordable vision, dental, and health insurance. We deeply value as well our relationship with the Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino and the quality of the jobs there. We thank the governor for negotiating this compact, and we ask that the legislature please approve it without delay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yedidia. Now we're gonna move on to public comment. Is there anyone here in the gallery who wishes to provide public testimony? Seeing nobody in the gallery and moving on to room 112, not seeing anything there. Now we'll move on to anyone waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, good morning. If you would like to please prompt the individuals waiting to testify, we will begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you would like to have public comment, you may press 1 and then 0. Again, that's 1 and then 0 for any public comment. And we will go to line 10. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Dodd and committee members. My name is Amber Muhammad on behalf of the California Nations Indian Gaming Association on the phone today in support. Thank you.
Thank you. And as a reminder, it is 1 and then 0 for any public comment. And Mr. Chair, we have no further public comment in queue at this time.
Okay, thank you, moderator. I want to personally thank everybody that presented today, and thank you for being on board here, moderator. Once again, thank you to all the individuals that made this happen. As a reminder, if you are not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Senate Governmental Organization Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing record. Thank you, and we appreciate your participation. The Senate Governmental Committee on Governmental Organizations is adjourned.